Throwing Back Thursday. Throwback Thursday, y'all.
What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to yet another podcast. We really appreciate you.
How can you ever get tired of that song? That's awesome. Anyway, thanks again, everybody, for all of your support. Happy Thursday.
Hey.
Gonna get to it. Ketanji Brown. Ketanji Brown Jackson becomes the first black woman confirmed to the Supreme Court. Awesome. Congratulations.
Congrats.
The Senate voted to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as the first black woman Supreme Court justice, with three GOP senators joining Democrats to vote in favor of her confirmation. Jackson's confirmation won't change the ideological balance of the court, but the confirmation marks a significant historic milestone for the Supreme Court and the federal judiciary. Jackson sits on D.C.'s federal appellate court and will be sworn after Justice Stephen Breyer retires sometime in the summertime. And with that being said, she's going to be bringing some fresh ideas, some fresh votes, and coming in new and, you know, doing what she do.
Exactly.
Fresh justice brings an array of fresh thoughts about how the operations behind the scenes about cases, and that's just changes everyone may be all... That's just changes everyone to maybe alter his or her lens a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Also, that is special perspective, you know, of her ability, you know, to add her own personal personality to the justices, you know, being a new justice in the Supreme Court. So that's always fresh. I added that in too, so y'all know. So that is so, it's so awesome.
She's gonna do amazing in there. I mean, like, she's gonna add, like, so many new things that are good for everybody, you know?
Well, and then another vote, you know.
Well, yeah, true.
After Vice President Kamala Harris announced the confirmation of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the United States Supreme Court, the Senate floor erupted in applause, and members mostly on the Democratic side stood and cheered for the soon-to-be Associate Judge Jackson, to be Associate Justice. And Judge Jackson watched the results in the Roosevelt Room with President Biden. Oh, how special. That's awesome. On this vote, the yeas are 53 and the nays are 47, said Harris. And this nomination is what? Confirmed.
Hey.
Republican senators appear to leave the chambers as Senator Mitt Romney of Utah, one of the three GOP members to vote for Jackson, stood and applauded. Jackson will fill Justice Stephen Breyer's seat and be sworn in at the end of the court's term this summer. She will be the first black woman to serve on the bench. Congratulations. Congratulations and congratulations. Back in a moment with the World According to Pookie and them Podcast. Stay with us.
Don't y'all go nowhere. Quit playing. You know better.
Hon, the WeatherTech's here.
WeatherTech is the ultimate protection for your vehicle. Laser-measured floor liners, no-drill mud flaps, cargo liner, bump step, seat protector, and cup phone.
What about my car?
WeatherTech.
I like the way it's for your face. It'll trigger me.
Welcome back. Nam's got some slot news.
SZA didn't realize her ankle was broken when she attended Grammys. So she attended Grammys with a broken ankle.
Wow, and performed with a break. Oh my gosh, with a broken ankle.
So SZA didn't know her ankle was broken when she attended the 2022 Grammy Awards on Sunday. And the all-star hitmaker needed to use crutches as she walked on stage to collect the Best Pop Duo Group Performance Grammy for Kiss Me More for her collaboration with Doja Cat during the ceremony.
Wow.
In the press room after the win, SZA explained that she had fallen out of bed just before leaving for Las Vegas. She then shared a photo on Instagram for her right ankle being bandaged up before explaining to her followers that she was about to see a doctor. And then posting an update later on Monday, the singer revealed that her ankle injury was worse than she realized. She said, laughing my butt off, well, it's confirmed. I thought it was just sprained when she sent, and she had a crying emoji. I was not missing that carpet. You know, I get it. I get that. I wouldn't miss a carpet either if I could go on a carpet too. You know?
Yep.
I wouldn't miss it either, no matter what. She wrote besides a video of her right leg being bandaged. In her next Instagram story post, SZA shared a photo of her x-ray of her ankle and added, chipped the corner of my ankle bone right off from doing nothing.
Ouch.
She said, doing nothing.
Ow.
Basically, you did do something, like you fell off the bed.
Ouch.
Speaking one-to-one with the Grammys and House Press team on Sunday, when she explained that she fell out of bed in the middle of the night when she was asleep. I feel very, very wrong, and I feel very, very wrong, and it hurts. And I will be better soon, but I'm just clumsy, so it's okay. And, like, a normal happens for me, the 23-year-old joked. This morning, I woke up, and I was like, I can't walk. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I wasn't sure if I was going to go to the red carpet, but I had to because, you know, her dress is vintage Jean Paul, you know? I mean, you gotta show that dress off, especially if you bought it and for the carpet. I mean, what you gonna do?
Yeah.
Go out there with a possibly broken ankle, but she thought it was sprained.
The show must go on!
Go to that red carpet. I mean, I would have chosen the red carpet, too. I mean, come on. I mean, whatever carpet it was. I'm pretty sure it was red.
Uh-huh.
I mean, which one would you choose?
The show must go on.
Mm-hmm. But hopefully SZA gets better, you know. Hopefully she doesn't go out to another place and walk without, like, anything. With her crutches, though, you know. Be careful more. But she says she's clumsy anyway, so. But hopefully she gets better.
She'll get better. She'll get better.
Back in a moment, y'all. Stay with us.
It was inside you.
Yeah. I'm just kidding, y'all. Back in a moment. Stay with us.
What's going on?
Jake from State Farm. The perp just confessed. I think. I don't know.
What?
Oh, can't afford streaming anymore, so here we are.
Don't give up what you love. State Farm has options to personalize your policy so you get a rate that fits your budget.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. The subtitles would be nice.
For surprisingly great rates to fit any budget, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or click to get a quote today.
Welcome back, everybody. Russia has changed course. What is Putin's plan for Eastern Ukraine?
Bruh.
What is his plan for Eastern Ukraine? Well, I'm going to answer it in my own words. To take over? And to dictate and tell him what to do, say, speak, eat, and wear? That's just my own personal thoughts. Anyway, as Russia's war in Ukraine enters a pivotal new phase, fighting is intensifying in the east of the country. And officials have warned of a battle that will remind you of the Second World War.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you know what? It should be. Because you going into another country. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying it should be a... I'm not saying that I was... When I said it should be, I'm talking about as far as the Ukrainians. Mm-hmm. They should be fighting like mad dogs. To keep their country. Yeah. And they are. And they are. You know. But. You know. Everybody can speculate and put their own, you know, ideas and opinions in and everything. But. You know. How they let them cross the border in the first place is still, you know. I don't know. Anyway.
I hope Ukraine wins this battle because, I mean, that's just my own personal opinion. That those people was living their best life. I saw on CNN last night, a lady was showing, you know, picture, I think it was on there last night, a lady that's from Ukraine. She went to visit Ukraine during the summer. And the pictures that she was showing, you know, of Ukraine in the summer were, it was so beautiful. It was mm-hmm. the city. I mean, I'm like, it was so clean, too. The streets were, like, really clean. I don't know if they washed those streets with soap and water, you know, and just wash them, scrub them, whatever. But it was so clean, so beautiful, and just, I mean, just gorgeous and clean. And just, and to go from that to ruins. Mm-hmm. Millions of people displaced. No, you know, some people are trapped.
Yeah.
In Mariupol, they're trapped. Ruthless killings of innocent bystanders.
Exactly.
People that want peace. And it's a joke. It's funny. It's laughing. And it's fun. To go and take over a country that doesn't even belong to you, that has, I mean, nothing to do with you, really. You know, they have their own president. They living their best lives, mm-hmm. doing what they do,
minding their own business, and all suddenly, you gotta start something.
And from that to just utter chaos. World in an uproar, and it's funny, it's fun, it's funny, and it's just a game. When Vladimir Putin has two daughters and grandkids, and all these terrible things are happening to women and pregnant women mm-hmm. and children. No empathy. Don't care. Cities across eastern Ukraine have suffered and sustained devastating Russian assaults for several weeks. Mariupol is at the southern tip of Donetsk Oblast and has been particularly decimated and has to come serve as a symbol of the brutality of Russia's war. In a round table on Wednesday, Mariupol mayor said more than 90% of the city's infrastructure has been destroyed by Russia and that at least 40% of that is no longer recoverable. 5,000 people have died in the city in the first month of the invasion, including around 210 children. Citing preliminary estimates, Boychenko said, the humanitarian situation in Mariupol is meanwhile growing worse and worse. International Committee of the Red Cross spokesperson Lucille Mariupol, said Wednesday, right now there's nothing, no water, no electricity, barely any connection. But Mariupol is not alone. Ukrainian officials said Wednesday that major fighting was underway across Ukraine's east, with the regional military governor of Eastern Luhansk region urging civilians to evacuate some towns. Thoughts and prayers go out to the people of Ukraine. It's just senseless. Back in a moment with the World According to Bookie and Them podcast.
Everyone wants to be the Cadbury Bunny, because only he brings delicious Cadbury cream eggs, while others may keep trying. No bunny knows Easter better than Cadbury.
Google Career Certificates provide online training for in-demand jobs. Train for jobs in IT support, project management, data analytics, user experience design, and more. Put your skills to work with a Google Career Certificate.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for coming back. Now, take it to work.
She's really living the lesson of Bam Bam following Shawn Mendes' breakup. Things just change. You never know what's around the corner, the artist says. Just keep dancing. 2 days ahead of the release of the third studio album, Familia, Camila Cabello is opening up about how she's learning to change.
Because I know how to salsa, baby. Yes, I do.
The tides after
I salsa for you. And you.
With the ties after her life was thrown off the
loop. Down with the salsa
when,
now.
When her long-term boyfriend, Shawn Mendes, called it a quit in November. As my mom told me many times, that's life. She said in an interview, you're on the ground crying on the bathroom floor, and then you'll have feelings of another person again, and you'll be crying on the bathroom floor again, and then... And that is the cycle of change. Things just change. You never know what's around the corner. And then I'm ready. I am really living the lesson in Bam Bam when she continued signing her new single with Ed Sheeran, which is Keep Dancing Because I Dance a Lot. And Bam Bam was released at the beginning of March, succeeding Don't Go Yet, and marketing the second single off of Camilo's April 8th slated record. The Cinderella star explained to the publication how the track came together, as well as what it's been like working again with her South of a Border collaborator. When I sent that song and he said, I love it, let's definitely do this. I just feel like this is too good to be true. He's going to change his mind, she said of Sheeran. He didn't, and he has been so exciting about it throughout. And then Familia will be Camilo's first body of work since her breakup with Mendes, who also been vocal in interviews and...
Well, we playing that song. No disrespect. We playing that song because this is Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
And I love that song.
And
that's a cute song.
And with his new song, When You're Gone, about how the split has affected him. He recently spoke about how meditating and relying on his friends have been helping him deal with any negative feelings. Both things Camilo also seems to be doing. And then she said, I feel like that's the kind of key to getting older, Camilla said. Those feelings are going to come, and I think you just gather more and more tools to kind of cope with them in a healthy way. And so...
That's awesome, and she's absolutely right.
Yes.
Back in a moment with The World According to True Vienna. Stay with us, y'all. Nancy Pelosi tests positive for COVID. Back in a moment.
Just try to stop us being the greatest versions of ourselves. Allegra lasts up to 6 times longer than Benadryl. So trees, you won't take us down.
Allegra starts working 2 times faster than Claritin. So dust, you won't wipe us out.
And unlike Zyrtec, Allegra will make us drowsy. So fur, you won't phase us. When allergies attack, take Allegra before your symptoms take over you.
Live your greatness.
Welcome back, everybody. Nancy Pelosi tests positive for COVID-19. But Biden not considered, you know, close contact, the White House said. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has tested positive for COVID-19. Her Deputy Chief of Staff, Drew Hamill, tweeted on today. Pelosi, 82, doesn't have any symptoms, he said. This positive test comes after testing negative earlier in the week, Hamill said. Pelosi on Wednesday tweeted a photo of her next to President Joe Biden. This afternoon, I was proud to stand with members of Congress for the signing of the Postal Service Reform Act of 2022. Biden, who tests negative on Wednesday night, isn't considered a close contact as defined by the CDC, according to a White House statement. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said, it wasn't considered close contact because they weren't within 6 feet of each other for 15 minutes.
The president saw Speaker Pelosi at White House events and had brief interactions over the course of the last 2 days. The White House statement said he will continue to be tested regularly. The president wishes Speaker Pelosi a speedy recovery, and the statement said. Pelosi is second in line to the presidency after the vice president. Pelosi is vaccinated and boosted and received her second booster shot last month, a spokesperson said. Other Washington officials to test positive weeks include Attorney General Merrick Garland, Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, Representative Alan Schiff, and Representative Jochen Castro. Hamill added on Twitter that a planned congressional delegation to Asia led by Pelosi will be postponed. And we all wish Ms. Pelosi a speedy recovery. Back in a moment with the World According to Bookie and Them podcast. Stay with us.
I can't let allergies stop me from leading the way, so I get Claritin Clear.
I can see clearly now.
All right, let's move on, team. Claritin works hard to relieve my worst symptoms, and only Claritin has proven to keep me as alert and focused as someone without allergies.
Wow.
Watch your step.
I couldn't do this without you.
Don't let allergies hold you back.
It's gonna be a bright sunshine.
Live Claritin Clear with non-drowsy Claritin.
Let's go.
Y'all stay with us. The World According to Bookie and Them podcast will be back in a moment.
You can earn a credential in data analytics, UX design, project management, and IT. You know, the kinds of skills that employers are looking for in our tech-driven world. You can pick them up at your own time, at your own pace, and get a credential to prove it with Google Career Certificates.
We don't talk about Bruno, no.
Welcome back, everybody.
We don't talk about
Bruno. Take it away, man.
Well, Encanto's We Don't Talk About Bruno takes early lead as the UK's biggest single of 2022.
So it takes the lead as the UK's biggest single. Well, I mean, it's catchy. It's such a catchy song.
Mm-hmm.
It'll stay in your head all day.
Yep, and then once you listen to it again, it's going to get stuck again and again. Oh, okay. But Disney Encanto's We Don't Talk About Bruno storms into the leads of UK's biggest single of 2022 so far. The track performed by Encanto's members.
Anyway.
Became the first ever original Disney song to reach number one
on
the official single charts in January. Where, you know what's so funny?
And metal! Go ahead.
You know what's so funny though? I like how this is like the first ever song on Disney to reach number one. Imagine it taking you that long to reach it.
That's awesome.
Because though. but now you know what people like.
They don't talk about Bruno. No.
We don't talk about Bruno. Boost 581.
We don't talk about Bruno. Sorry, Disney. I got into it.
Boost of 581,000 combined UK chart sales so far this year, including a staggering 84 million streams.
That is so awesome.
And then the most streamed song of 2022 so far. It's the most popular music video of the year to date. Also, its official music video has been streamed over 28 million times so far this year. That's 3 times more plays than any other non-Encanto song has managed in the same period.
Just think about podcasts been streamed that many times.
I know, right, bro?
A whole new world. Go ahead, y'all. Go ahead.
In total, there are 4 Encanto tracks in the year. To date, top 40. Provides Encanto's second entry on the list, which Surface Pressure, which is number 7, which peaked at number 3 back in January with the family Mariga. Remember, welcome to the family Mariga. At number 15, and What Else Can I Do at 26. It's a Disney takeover across the board at the end of the first quarter. The Encanto soundtrack also tops the list of 2022's official
biggest compilation album so far, with the movie's campaign record shifting 153,000 in total chart sales this year. Encanto may be proven streaming powerhouse. I mean, come on now. We don't talk about Bruto has to be the first, because, you know, it's just
very... It's catchy. We love it.
I mean,
back in the moment, everybody.
When you order the all-new deluxe three cheese and bacon omelet, you get a smile on your plate. Only from IHOP. Join the rewards program and earn double pan coins with any omelet purchase.
Mom! Breakfast in this house? In the morning, I can use all the help I can get. That's why I love Nutella, a delicious hazelnut spread that's perfect on multigrain toast and even whole wheat waffles. It's a quick and easy way to give my family a breakfast they'll want to eat. And Nutella is made with simple quality ingredients like hazelnuts, skim milk, and a hint of cocoa. They love the taste, and I feel good that they're ready to tackle the day. Nutella, breakfast never tasted this good.
Thanks for coming back, everybody. Gonna stay on the subject of COVID. A new wave of COVID cases hits the U.S.
Wow.
And we're not surprised, as you know, mask mandates are done and people are no longer wearing masks. Nancy Pelosi has been tested positive for COVID. And, you know, the tendency is that COVID-19 is totally behind us, but it is not. Mm. You know, and we still have to have a high level of awareness, be vaccinated, be boosted, so that if, in fact, the infection hits us, that it would be a very mild case.
That's true.
You know, hopefully, depending on, you know, for the most part, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, so far.
But you don't know, you know, your body, you know, I'm just saying.
That too.
You know, and so two of top Biden cabinet members, Attorney General Merrick Garland and Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, tested positive for COVID after attending a dinner over the weekend. Other attendees of the exclusive white tie event, they had an event over the weekend. Other attendees of the exclusive white tie event also tested positive, including Representatives Joe Castro and Adam Schiff, and the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Jamal Simmons, a top aide to Vice President Kamala Harris, and Valerie Biden Owens, the president's sister. On today, Pelosi, second in line to the presidency, became the highest ranking government official to test positive, as I stated earlier.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we wish her the best again. So the spate of high profile cases comes as masks have come off in the Capitol complex and around Washington, and big crowded indoor events like the dinner. They had a big dinner over the weekend. And other Washington traditions have returned after a 2-year absence. The massive White House Correspondents Association dinner, which will be hosted by comedian Trevor Noah, is set for April 30th. So, you know, the latest round of COVID cases set members of the U.S. Senate on high alert as they work this week to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. And given Democrats' razor-thin margin, a major outbreak in the upper chamber could have sidelined a number of lawmakers and delayed Jackson's confirmation. But thankfully, it did not. And all week, Schumer was warning his members to stay healthy. And according to Senator Debbie Stabenow, a member of the Democratic leadership team. At the end of the day, you know, the ounce of prevention beats a pound of remedy, at your own risk. But if I was attending one of those functions, I would have me a KN95 on, baby. I would be wearing my KN95 with a little couple pieces of tissue up in that mug.
In my opinion, I feel like further.
I don't care how mild the symptoms are.
When you guys are all together, like, sense of, like, the people have got positive, and like you don't know who, like all been around who.
Yeah,
I would probably wear my mask just in case.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what you guys do. You do you, but.
If it was us, we'd have on our what?
Mask.
Back in the moment with the World According to Pookie and Them podcast.
Don't go nowhere.
Stay with us.
1, 2, 3, 4. Reese's Puffs. Eat them up. Reese's Puffs. Eat them up. Wow. I got Reese's Puffs in my bowl. Wow. Nowadays on cruise control. Wow. I got Reese's Puffs in my bowl. Wow. And just like that, I'm on a roll. Reese's Puffs. Peanut butter chocolate flavor. Reese's Puffs. In the AM, it's the flavor I savor. Peanut butter and chocolate too. You know how I do, that's what I wake up to. My Reese's Puffs inspired this rhyme. That peanut butter chocolate combination's on time.
To do it for the Throwback Thursday edition of the World According to Pookie and Them podcast, y'all. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, and thank y'all. The World According to Pookie and Them does not own any of the rights to any of the music, any of the commercials, and what now? Some of the what?
Sayings.
Some of them sayings, y'all. Thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful night. Keep praying for Ukraine.
Life is fun, and we've just begun to get our share of this world's deep.